It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Very happy to welcome on to the program. She is the sports director at ABC 17 in Columbia and mid-Missouri. She is a St. Louisan. She is Natalie Jones. You follow her on Twitter at NatalieABC17. She spells Natalie N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E. Natalie, thanks so much for taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to some Mizzou football.
Yeah, absolutely. So they've got a big one coming up on Saturday as they're going to match up against Oklahoma. And yeah, from a record standpoint, Mizzou's in a good spot. From a performance standpoint, they're not in as good of a spot as many people would like them to be. Can you just talk about the bigness of this game? Because it feels like if they really want to turn this into a special season, a 9-10 win season, this is a borderline must-win game.
Well, I definitely agree with you. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I think they have to win this game, especially when you look at the rest of the schedule down the road here. You have South Carolina, Mississippi State, you know, obviously not having a good season, but it's always a tough place to play when you go down to Starkville. And then you end the season with Arkansas. That's always a very tough game. So in order to kind of get to the standard, I guess, they set in that Cotton Bowl season last year, Oklahoma feels like a must win, especially this Oklahoma team that has really struggled since they've gotten into the SEC. And if you look on the flip side of this, I think it's just a big game on both ends. You know, the Sooners are still looking to become bowl eligible this season, and the last two games on their schedule are Alabama and LSU, so it's really looking like the Tigers are their biggest chance to kind of get that bowl eligibility in their first Southeastern Conference season. So I think a big game on all ends. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz needs to see some better performances out of his teams in these big games. You know, you see them on the big stage when you look at Texas A&M, when you look at Alabama, and just really underperformed. And obviously, you know, they've been dealing with some injuries lately, but I think you hit the nail on the head there. This is probably one of the biggest ones they've gone into this season. Maybe not the one people expected to be the biggest one this season, but it's turned out to be that way.
It's interesting. Missouri is 6-2. They're in the top 25 in the college football playoff rankings. They're playing at home. Oklahoma is a 5-win team, a 1-win team in the SEC. They fired their offensive coordinator. They've bounced between quarterbacks this year. And I realize the availability of Missouri's quarterback, and we'll get to that in a moment, is a little bit up in the air for themselves. But are you at all surprised that Oklahoma comes into this game as a favorite?
I mean, a little bit. You know, I think, like you kind of mentioned, a lot of it has to do with Missouri's availability. And I think that kind of has, you know, impacted the way teams and the nation's kind of seeing them this season. Obviously, this team looks a lot different when Brady Cook isn't back there, especially you see Nate Noel and Mookie Cooper, and you've been dealing with injuries all around. So I think that's really affected how people have seen this team, and a lot of that, you know, them not being favorites might contribute to the fact that people don't know if they're going to see Brady Cook out there on Saturday. And obviously, if you get Drew Pine out there, games have not been going Missouri's way. We'll just put it pretty bluntly, right, when you see Drew Pine go out on the field. So it is a bit surprising. If you would have told me at the beginning of the season when you see, you know, the start that Oklahoma's had, especially in their first SEC year, that Mizzou would not come into this game favored, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But with how things have been going in the last few weeks, a lot of ups and downs, I guess I wouldn't say I'm so surprised.
Brady Cook is officially listed as questionable. What's your gut feeling on this? Are we going to see him? How compromised will he be if he is in there? Just kind of where are you at right now with what you think it's going to look like for Cook potentially?
You know, I've had a lot of questions about this. Obviously, that's the question, the million-dollar question everyone wants to know. I don't have a great feeling. That's just purely based off of my gut instinct. It's nothing that I've heard. But, you know, obviously we haven't been in practice for 2 weeks now, and I think they really wanted to limit the speculation. We usually go to practice every Tuesday and get to see these guys work. This is the second, you know, Tuesday in a row that was open that we weren't able to go to practice and see them work out, right? He did go into the Alabama game doubtful and did end up playing, right? And I think Brady Cook is the type of guy you're going to have to tell him he's not playing. He's going to go out on the field if there's any way possible. They might be getting to a point where is it worth it to have him go out there and really, really injure himself? You know, he did play against Alabama, didn't injure his ankle, but then ended up, injuring his wrist. So, you know, how much do you want to pile on top of this kid of getting more and more injuries if he's not at full strength? So it's kind of a question of, I think he can play. He probably would go out there. You saw him do it in the Auburn game, but should he play? That's kind of the question we're getting to.
And look, a compromised Brady Cook is, from what we've seen, a compromised Brady Cook probably gives you more than what you've gotten so far with Drew Pine. I mean, that's part of the equation too here. I think you're right about, just figuring out whether or not it's the safe thing to do with an injury. But is there maybe a little bit more leeway in looking to play him injured just because of the difference between him and the guy who's been playing behind him?
Well, and I think that's why this is a conversation. You know what I mean? I think in a lot of cases, if you had a really, really solid backup quarterback that you have a lot of trust in, and he's kind of proven himself in those situations, I don't know if this is the conversation we'd be having. I don't think a team would risk their starting quarterback like this. But Drew Pine, I mean, it's just straight up. He's had a lot of struggles when he hit the field. He can't get this offense going. He's a much different quarterback than Brady Cook, obviously. And I think they call a lot of the same plays that they do for Brady Cook. You know, he's not as much of a runner. He's more of a pocket passer. And he's not going to be able to be as mobile as Brady Cook is. And I think this offense is so built around the abilities that Brady has that it's been hard for Drew to really fit in there. So I do think that's why this is a conversation. Drew is very much so, you know, underperformed from what we heard about him in the offseason. But yeah, I mean, I think that's why Eli Drinkwitz is probably considering playing even a hurt Brady Cook over Drew Pine just to give them a chance.
We're talking with Natalie Jones from ABC 17 in Columbia. They probably have a very good idea if Brady Cook's not going to play or not. Talk about Coach Drinkwitz and the rest of the coaching staff. And they've probably had a fairly good idea most of the week. If it ends up being that he's not in there, is it safe to say that they've hopefully used this week as an opportunity to maybe change the offense up a little bit and give Pine more of an opportunity to have success?
Well, you know, we did talk to the team on Tuesday, and obviously they weren't going to tell us if Brady was playing or not, but they did mention, you know, that they have been getting some reps in with Drew Pine. You know, we talked to Theo Weiss. He said that that's been going good. Mitch Walters on the offensive line, he said, you know, working with Drew has been good. And I think Drew's always been a really good leader on the field. Things just haven't been going his way. You know, he's a very vocal guy. I think if I had to guess, they're probably getting him in a lot this week. And that's kind of what the sounds of it were in the press conference. Obviously, Drinkwitz said that they hadn't made a decision on who was going to start, but it was interesting to me that they did kind of make it known that, yes, Drew has been, you know, getting first team reps. Those are guys he hasn't really worked with a lot. So getting reps with Luther Burden, getting reps with Theo Weiss, you know, hopefully we see Mookie Cooper out there. I do think Nate Noel, that's going to be a big guy if they can have him back in the football game. Give a little bit of relief to Drew Pine, right? Kind of get that run game going. I think that's going to be the biggest key is, you know, if Drew Pine is out there, he struggled so much in the passing game so far this season. If we can get that run game going, that'll be the biggest key to the game, I think.
Since we have you, just real quickly before we let you go, Mizzou basketball, they opened up the season on Monday, had a lead against Memphis, couldn't hold on, end up losing 83-75. They play tonight against Howard. They've got a lot of winnable games here coming up on the non-conference schedule moving forward. Tiny, tiny, tiny sample size. You can't learn much from the first game and even the exhibition game that was in there. But does it seem different from what you've seen this year compared to what was a very disappointing season last year?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people were asking me, you know, like, oh, no, should we buckle up? Is this going to be another season where, you know, 0-18 in conference play? I really don't think so. I know that Memphis game looked a lot like last year's Memphis game, right? You have a fantastic first half, then you get into the second half and really just lose it all. But I do think there's a lot more talent on this team. I think they just kind of need to build that chemistry. You know, it's the age of the transfer portal. These guys have not played together. You need a lot more from Mark Mitchell, but he has a lot of talent, and I think he's kind of still finding himself. That was his big goal coming to Mizzou, right? He wanted to get back to playing like himself. I think it's going to take a little bit to get there. The one thing that I like, you look at the younger guys. I mean, Trent Pierce and Anthony Robinson had a heck of a game, you know, those two sophomores. So I think you're going to see them grow a lot this season. They're going to get more vocal. I think this team has a lot more natural ability, and for that reason, I don't think we're going to be getting into a 2023-24 Tiger situation.
Natalie Jones is the sports director, ABC 17 in Columbia. Mentioned you're St. Louis born and raised. This is our first time talking and having you on, so I got to ask you the St. Louis question. What's your high school before we let you go?
I went to Coriezu. Go Chargers.
All right. Very, very good. Natalie, thank you so much for the time. Encourage folks to follow you on Twitter at NatalieABC 17, and hopefully we can check in again with you down the line.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Natalie Jones joining us on the program. We appreciate her taking some time with us again, St. Louis, and working as the sports director for ABC 17 in Columbia. We'll take a break, come back, have more coming up. We'll jump back into the Cardinals. Want to go through the potential trade candidates on the roster still moving forward. There's been a lot of talk about Nolan Arenado, now Wilson Contreras, kind of off that list. Who else could be on that list of players that get moved? We'll discuss that in just a moment. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.